Hey, community and listeners, welcome to our next episode here at Organized and Productive. I'm Stephanie, your host, and this week we've got a very special guest. We've got Colleen Blake Miller. She is a psychotherapist and speaker. She is going to walk us through and talk to us about the power of letting go. We do address letting go in general, and we do talk about specifically letting go of physical things. So you will get to hear both perspectives and how they're related. So we will talk about organizing stuff in the podcast, in the episode, but we also talk about just in general letting go and that whole concept. So she has spent over a decade guiding individuals towards health, wellness, and personal growth. She specializes in the area like identity, self-worth, depression, and trauma, helping both women and men in her community overcome emotional hurdles and achieve their highest success. So with her background and experience, we thought she was the perfect person to walk us through that power of letting go and what do you do about it? How can you go through the process when you are ready, or if you are identifying that you're needing to let go, but you don't know how? So she's just so perfect as a psychotherapist and speaker. She understands what people are going through. So I thought she was the perfect person to talk about that with us. So I met her a couple of years ago through some mutual friends, and I'm a big fan of her work. She actually guided me through some stuff that I needed to let go for my business a couple of years ago, and she was phenomenal. So I thought, you know what? She is going to be perfect for our community. I think you're all going to really appreciate her, love her content. And without further ado, you know how it works. We get straight into the conversation with our guest so we don't waste your time and you get to some actionable steps and inspiration. So here we go with Colleen Blake Miller. Welcome to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. I am your host, Stephanie, a professional organizer and productivity expert. Ready to explore the right organizing and productivity solutions for you? Yeah? Well, then let's go. Hi, Colleen. Thank you so much for joining the episode this week. I'm so happy you're here. I've been a huge fan of yours since the day I met, and I'm just so excited that you're here. So as our audience knows, we get straight to the nitty-gritty. The title of today's conversation is The Power of Letting Go, and more specific to our physical items, as we've discussed before. So let's get right into it, shall we?
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Stephanie.
Hey, awesome. Okay, so let's start off with a framework, or at least a reference point, so people know what we're talking about. What does the concept of letting go entail, and how does it relate to mental health and well-being?
Yeah, so this is such a great question. If you, the listener, are anything like me, I see the beautiful before and after pictures or the videos and think, man, like, that's what I need. I need to just get like a remake or a redo of my space. And maybe we don't talk enough about the challenge of that process of actually releasing items, because every item that we have holds some kind of significance, and some things hold more significance than others. And so this idea of letting go is letting go of the emotional attachment that we sometimes have to particular objects so that we can create spaces that are serving us. You know, when you talk about mental health and wellness, I believe that our physical space 100% is going to impact on our stress level, our mental, you know, space. If it's cluttered and disorganized, then it's gonna affect how we feel internally. It's gonna affect our inner dialogue. You know, we're gonna be having conversations with ourselves, like, why can't I sort this out? What's taking me so long? Like, I'm so sick and tired, you know. And so it's really important in the process of working through organizing our spaces. We gotta go through this process of letting go of things. And also a part of that is releasing, or like kind of severing, some of the emotional attachments that we've connected to some of these inanimate objects that we have in our spaces.
So speaking of that, between your studies and your own personal experiences with clients and what in your work, why do you think that is? Is it because we're such a visual society? Like, and we just embrace it? Like, why do we feel so overwhelmed when our space is overwhelmed as well? Like, why can't we just separate the two?
Well, I think because we're holistic beings, you know, what I'm seeing, I have a script or a narrative playing in my mind about it. You know, you're sitting at your desk at work. You're not just thinking about work. You're thinking about all the other responsibilities. You're having all these different dialogues. You see something and then you have a conversation in your thoughts about that thing. And so if I come into a space and I don't identify with a cluttered space. Like, if I don't really see myself as someone who is, disorganized or messy, or has stuff everywhere, if I don't identify as that person, like if I see these beautifully curated spaces and that's what I identify as, like, no, that's who I am. That's the real me. Then when I see the clutter and when I see the disorganization, I'm having like an internal kind of battle within myself. Why is this? Why am I allowing this? Like, who's responsible for this? These are really real conversations and experiences that we're having. And a part of the stress, I think, and overwhelm is not acknowledging that enough and entering into that dialogue, like interrupting some of that automatic dialogue that's happening and just being with ourselves and figuring out, okay, like, what are we going to do here?
That's so good. Yeah. It's like that deep, like you're not matching what you're seeing with what the reality is. Yeah. So let's talk about letting go of physical items versus emotional items, or like clutter, I should say, physical clutter versus emotional clutter. Is it the same? Is it different? Should people, the listener, treat it as two different types of clutter? I know you mentioned they get connected at some point, but what are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, letting go of physical items involves decluttering and simplifying our environment. And I think in some ways it seems like it should be easier for some people. Maybe if you have people in your space that can help you along the way, like I'm that daughter that, if my mom goes away for the weekend and just let me at that pantry and I'm getting rid of that stuff, you know, you may have a hard time with this stuff, but I don't. So I'm getting rid of it. So it's a matter of just physically decluttering a space. It could be easy or it could be hard. Letting go of emotional clutter, that I think is a lot trickier, right? We're talking about negative emotions. We're talking about beliefs, we're talking about past experiences, traumas, things that really weigh you down. And the other thing is, some of these things have very deep roots, right? Some of these things, some of the emotional kind of clutter that we are carrying has come from our very birth. Like, it's passed down from one generation to another. And so it really is not as simple as inviting, you know, a team like yourself in to just fix up the space. And okay, now that it's organized, I just have to follow the system. It's a lot trickier than that. It's more complex. So we got to offer ourselves grace, I think, when we are sorting through and really addressing emotional clutter that we are contending with. Does that make sense?
It does. Absolutely. And which, if I don't know if this is too general of a question to be asking, but where should people start with the emotional hardship or the physical? If they understand, like, they've come to the acceptance that there's something's happening here and they need to, you know, declutter figuratively and literally, where do you suggest people start, both at the same time, one or the other? Like, from your experience, what has worked fairly well?
Yeah. Well, if we were to wait to clear through and organize all of the emotional clutter, Stephanie, we would be hard at work, you know, with the inner stuff, but our spaces would just be just sitting and waiting, because to me, our life is a journey of sorting through. And sometimes the more that you do the work is the more that you discover. So I would say in conjunction with, I think you can do them both. I think sometimes what you really do need is to trust an expert like yourself, you know, to say, come and help me do the work, coach me through doing this work. And then you could talk to, you know, your coach, your therapist, your mentor, your people about how hard some of that stuff was or a particular aspect, because I believe we'll always have work to do, even when our spaces are perfectly curated and, you know, like looking like the magazines, we're always going to have work to do.
Oh, sure. I love what you said. It's like life is basically it's a journey to process. So if you wait,
it's a journey. Yeah. Don't wait. Do what you can do today. And I feel like sometimes when my spaces are organized, I feel lighter. I feel more empowered to do the difficult work. I remember when my son's actually celebrating his 16th birthday today, my eldest. And I remember when he was just an infant. That was the one room in my house that was organized and perfectly like curated. And I worked so hard on that nursery. I remember being in labor and I was like, we didn't finish painting the whatever area it was in the room. I think it was something in the ceiling, and I'm on the ladder in labor trying to finish it. My husband's like, please step down. We got to go to the hospital. Anyways, I would sit in the room and I would just be filled with a sense of peace. And I would say to myself, okay, I would love for every place in my house to be like this, but at least for now, this is the space that I can come to and find that sense of peace. I remember days, you know, sitting in that rocking chair and crying about other matters, you know, but it was like a safe space. So I feel like, yeah, don't wait. Find a way to just start doing a little bit of the work, because it's never ending. Yeah.
And in a place you can control that doesn't have feelings, right? A space is so, it's a space, it's a physical item versus you and your brain and your heart. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So let's talk about fear. Speaking of emotions. And I think this is kind of that natural, okay, great, fine. I'll get started. But now the fear starts to set in. Of regret, of, you know, if I let this go, like it just had this guilt, this fear of what will happen if I make this really drastic change in my life, which is decluttering and letting go, having that power to let go. How could that manifest itself in someone's behavior patterns? Like, how can that be coming out? Something that maybe they should be watching out for if these patterns are happening.
I love that question. It's so empowering because it's giving the listener some like yellow and red flags to look out for. So one, let's normalize the fear. Let's not feel bad. Let's not, internalize any kind of judgment. Other people may judge you. Look at, let that be their business. Don't collude with them and start to judge yourself. Everybody feels different emotions. Fear is a natural emotion that we're going to feel because it's hard. Sometimes letting go of things is really hard. Practically speaking, the fear of letting go, may manifest as resistance to change. You know, like, you know, second guessing the decision to make a change or coming up with excuses for why I can't do it today, even though you blocked the day off of your calendar at work to do it. No. You said you were doing it. We're doing it today. Okay. It might manifest as clinging to familiar things, you know, even though you've not looked at it or touched it in years. It's like it belonged to my great grandmother and it belonged to so-and-so. And it's clinging to the familiar. It's this idea of perfectionism, like if I can't get this perfectly situated, if I don't have enough time, if I don't have all of the systems, all the bins, all of this, you know, all those sorting solutions, like the organizational stuff, I can't do it. Sometimes that perfectionist kind of desire for it to look perfect, that sometimes is your fear manifesting itself. Sometimes it's the avoiding uncomfortable emotions. It can definitely lead to feelings of anxiousness, you know, feelings of insecurity, feelings of stagnation. You want to be paying attention to when these types of things are coming up, because at the end of the day, it is this idea of, well, what will it mean, or what will happen if I actually release and let this thing go, or these things go? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to look out for that.
Having to face all that. Yeah. It can be scary. Okay. So let's kind of like come back and give people some hope because there's a lot and some solutions for all of our listeners to take away. Let's discuss some of the potential benefits, of course. Like what are the pluses of letting go? You talked about them at the beginning, but what changes have you seen in people that you work with when they truly let go, not just superficially, but when they do let go? Like, what are some of those positive feelings that you have seen come up? And on that same topic, are there any mindful exercises our listeners can be working towards to facilitate the process?
Yeah. Okay. So to me, the word that comes to mind very quickly is this idea of lightness, feeling lighter. You know, when we are over kind of overwhelmed with all of the stuff, that's the physical stuff as well as the emotional stuff, it's so heavy, it's exhausting, you know, to be carrying all of that. And when we are able or courageous enough to do the work, lean into the discomfort and let things go, then we experience a lightness. We will experience a clarity in terms of what actually matters the most. I think about, I had an event last year in November, and one of the women who attended, tragically, her home caught on fire. And I think about, oh my God, like the loss of just everything. You know, she escaped with her life. She escaped with her child. The thought of losing all of our stuff, I think, would devastate all of us. However, if you had certain things, you know, like your life, your health, your loved ones, you would be thankful for those things. I think letting go helps you, like doing the work of letting go helps you to figure out what matters the most at the end of the day. You know, we live in a world that's very materialistic. You know, that's why we have to limit what we let in. You know, I actually am someone who stopped watching HGTV many years ago, because what I found was, although I was inspired, I became discontent with my space. Every time I watched a different program, it was like, oh, I should do this instead, or I should do that, or I should, you know, start saving for this or that. It's like, wait a second. I want to be at peace, feel settled, and be satisfied with where what life looks like now. And these are some of the benefits of learning to let go, doing the work. There's no quick fix. There's no pill to take. There's no letting go pill. It's a journey. You sometimes take baby steps along the way, but show up and lean in and do the work. And over time, you're going to notice a lightness. You're going to notice clarity. You're going to experience peace. You're going to experience contentment. Not to say things don't need to change in your life, but even, you know, while you're waiting for certain things that need to change to change, you can still feel content, you know, and at peace. So those are some of the things, I think.
Oh, that's great. What are some exercises that you would suggest? You have some great, you know, prompts and things on your, I've seen like on your Instagram and some of your sites. But what are like some of those things that you've seen work for people, or you would suggest as an exercise?
Yeah. So you talked about mindfulness. And so this mindfulness in really simple terms, is just this idea of being present, being in this moment, you know, even in a cluttered space or what seems like a chaotic space, you can really experience the benefits of mindfulness. It's this idea of being present, being in the moment, being in the here and now. Pulling yourself away from that mental clutter inside, as well as that external, you know, the noise from the outside. And just noticing, like, okay, like a breath even. How amazing is it to be able to inhale and exhale? Noticing that, all right, it feels like everything is crumbling down. But everything is actually not crumbling down in this moment. In this moment, I'm actually okay. In this moment, things are actually okay. And it's exercises and practices that will help you to really remain in that present moment. You could do that through deep breathing. You could do that through guided meditation. You can do that. I mean, you could mindfully walk in nature. You could mindfully enjoy your meal. And every time you notice yourself, your mind kind of leaving that moment and going off to concern itself about all the other things, you just come back, bring yourself back to the present, say, no, no, right now I'm enjoying my coffee. Okay. Right now I'm enjoying this afternoon breeze, and just kind of stay in that moment. So mindfulness is, I mean, that's a whole other like podcast episode. You can go so deep with that. Other ideas are things like journaling, actually getting some of those thoughts out of your head and putting them on paper. That can be a wonderful a sense of release and relief as you do that, you know? So you could do some mindfulness exercises. You could do some journaling. I mean, you could talk to someone. You talk to a professional if you find that you really do need that support. I'm an advocate for therapy. I think it's really helpful and beneficial. And even the people in your life, finding the people who really genuinely care for you and mean well for you, and giving them permission to speak words of life and encouragement into you. Those are some of the things that can, I think, really help you practically as you are leaning into the difficult work of letting go.
And if you didn't grow up with that permission or practicing the skill, I can see how what you said is some like working with someone or allowing yourself to practice that, like somebody allowing, you know, the receiving it and then practicing it. So I can see how the more you do it, like skill, especially if you didn't grow up with it, how that can be helpful. Yeah. Well, my goodness. You know, I take a deep breath because speaking of deep breaths, because you mentioned they're not easy, but there are things that you should know about your mental health and being able to do these exercises that are simple, but yet we don't do them. So I think you're just such a great reminder that doesn't have to be overly complicated. Like it doesn't have to be a pill, like you said, that you're going to go take.
They're simple. You said it. You hit the nail right on the head, Stephanie. They are simple things, but they are not easy things, especially in the context where we find ourselves, right? We are in a world that we get messaging every day we wake up, unless you are like off the grid, okay? So if you're off the grid and you're like out, you know, in like the elements, you know what I'm saying? Like, then you probably aren't listening to this podcast in the first place, but you know, every day for many of us, we are bombarded with messaging visually, audibly. You know, the people in our lives, they've got demands, they've got expectations. We have put all these demands and expectations on ourselves. You know, we look at the calendar, we look at the time, we're like, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. So we really do have to slow ourselves down. It is simple things that are going to help to allow us to have optimal mental health, but they're hard to do partly because of the bad habits that we have, you know, picked up along the way. And we're trying to do them within a system that I feel works against us so much of the time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Thanks for grounding us. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing us back here. Okay. So now as we unwind from the episode, because I could be going on forever. I'm looking at you like, oh my gosh, we are not done. But I know our audience and they're already putting all this stuff into practice and they want to just pause this and go do their thing. So we are going to do that. So a couple things. First, we have our three questions we ask of all our guests. The first one being, what is something that you would want people to take away from this conversation?
I would want you to take away from the conversation just one encouraging nudge to fight for your peace. Okay. In the midst of whatever life looks like, right? Whether you're on track with your organizational plan or you've like forgotten all about what you said you were going to do. And you're like in the, like right in the middle of what feels like chaos, peace is available to you. And this is an encouragement to say, you know, fight for it today. What is going to bring me peace in this moment? That's my encouragement. Fight for that.
Fight for your peace. I love that. All right. The second is we always ask our guest what their favorite magazine is or blog to read, either business or pleasure, and why. We'd love to feel like that always gets us to learn a little more about it.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I feel a little torn. I think for entertainment, well, is it entertainment? Entertainment slash inspiration. I do like, now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, Better Homes and Garden. It's drawing a blank for a second. I like Better Homes and Garden because the digital magazine, because it has like just about everything, like covers mental wellness. It covers practical things that as a mother of young kids, I can, you know, try different recipes. I in my mind, I'm a DIYer. There was a season of my life when I had more capacity for that. But in my mind, I'm totally the do-it-yourself girl. So I love watching and seeing those things. So there's that. And then for just sharpening myself and helping and supporting my community, I do like Psychology Today as well. Lots of practical articles that can help to promote mental health and wellness. So those would be two.
All right. So as before we end the conversation though, let's hear where people can find you. Mm-hmm. People loved this conversation. If our listener loved the conversation, where can they find more information on what you do? Where do you hang out on the social webs out there?
Mm-hmm. I'm an Instagram girl. I'm totally an Instagram girl. I invest a lot of my mental capacity and then my practical like resources and stuff like that on creating content that I think is going to help to edify my audience and really build them up. There is more faith woven in these days. That's just the season. That's where I'm at. Being really authentic to who I am and what inspires me and what moves me and keeps me going. My assistant and I were just talking about my LinkedIn bio. It's just kind of like so full now. I'm like, how can we compact this? Like, it's just got so much going on in there. But tons of resources can be found in my LinkedIn bio, to my website, my podcast, articles that I've written and or been, you know, like an expert or quoted in and that kind of thing, and other fun things that I have going on. You could find it all via Insta.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, I'm a huge fan and I hope everyone gets to check out all of your content out there. Thank you again for joining me and us today. Thank you for your time and to the listener, thanks for being here. Happy organizing. Thank you for listening to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. It helps with letting people know that we're here. For full show notes and resources, head on over to theorganizedflamingo.com/podcast. Happy organizing!